From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Rebecca Dentino and Celeste Matheson, featured performers in the comedy Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche, opening tonight at Cornstalk Theater's Winter Playhouse. Rebecca and Celeste, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Now, you portray one of five self-professed widows who are members of the Susan B. Anthony Society for the Sisters of Gertrude Stein, which that cracks me up just saying that out loud. And the show opens in kind of a rather auspicious occasion for this Society of Sisters. Can one of you kind of walk us through what that is?
So this is our annual quiche breakfast. So every year we gather in the community center and we have a quiche competition. So we have a beautiful ceremony where the best quiche is presented and activities ensue.
And really the setting for this is unique because it's almost beyond audience interaction. It almost goes to the audience immersion. Maybe Celeste, you can kind of give us a taste of what audience members can expect when the lights go up.
Sure. So as soon as the lights go up, if you are sitting in the audience, you actually become a part of the show. You will each receive a name tag, so you will be a widow. With us in 1956. And the idea is that we will be interacting with you. So you don't necessarily have to say anything, but it definitely, you know, in theater, typically when you see a performance, there is a fourth wall where mm-hmm. the actor doesn't really interact with the audience. But in the show, there is no wall at all. So it makes for a very fun experience for the actor. It's also a little nerve-wracking just because you want to make sure that the person that you are interacting with is interested in doing that as well. But it's fun. It's fun to be able to really create relationships with the audience in a very different way.
Yes, and the space that you're performing in, you have audiences on all sides. So this is in the round, mm-hmm. Which is wonderful and always a treat to see. But kind of layered into this recipe of hilarity that is the show, your character, Celeste, takes responsibility for securing this community center in the event of a communist strike, correct?
Correct. And Vern takes that very seriously. She is the buildings and grounds chairman, and she wants to make sure that the facility is in tip-top shape in case of a communist attack.
Right. There's a saying, the motto of the sisters, it's something about manners. Can you...
So no men, no meat.
All manners.
Which is hysterical because you have this kind of paradox that the show creates of these very seemingly prim and proper women who are, you know, dressed very, very, very formally. And then there really is, though, so much physical comedy and yes. hilarity that just ensues mm-hmm. With this. So, Rebecca, talk a little bit just as a performer. What are the challenges with the physical comedy that this show requires?
It's definitely interesting running with costumes just because it's a little bit more restricting than your typical modern day costumes. So that's interesting to play around with. But it also allows us to feel more in the 1956 era. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So we act like ladies, but as the show progresses, you kind of see us break down into our truer selves.
Right.
So we're able to connect more with the actors around us as well as with the audience, regardless of the costumes we're wearing.
You're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. And how much fun is it to work with a script that possibly has more double entendres and more innuendos than any script out there?
It actually has been really fun. And I think what I've enjoyed the most with these four other women is there is so much trust has been built mm-hmm. between the five of us. And when you really look at the script, the buildup to the punchline, you know that you are batting for someone else to make sure that the funny comes out, especially with all the double entendres. So really being able to connect to each other and knowing that someone is pitching you, you know, setting you up so that you can deliver the punchline, it's both parts are so important.
And we also get to try different things depending on the day. The five of us have grown very close throughout this production. So being able to trust one another and say, I'm going to try something new tonight, and it always goes quite well because we just have that trust with one another.
And that's something that also is unique with the audience immersion factor, because there is this element that you could go see the show on Friday night and come back on Saturday night and have a slightly different experience.
Yes. We definitely are anticipating that that will happen. We're hoping people will come back for a second show.
Going back to the physical comedy aspect of this, are there certain performers that you have in the back of your mind that you try and channel when you think of the type of physical comedy that you want to bring to life in this space of the show?
You know, I think this script really does lend well to the comedians of the 50s. Mm. And so I think that, you know, when you think about someone like a Lucille Ball and how she used her body and how she would deliver her punchlines, the authors were brilliant in that perspective, that they really, I think, did a great job looking at that decade of the 50s and the language that they use and how they built these characters so that it does kind of make you think of the comedians during that decade for sure.
And I understand that there will be samples of quiche for the audience at the show, which is hysterical. So my question for you is, post this show, are you ever going to be able to think of quiche in the same way?
Never.
No. I think moving forward, it'll have a special place in our hearts.
Quiche is highly addictive.
Rebecca Dentino and Celeste Matheson perform in Five Lesbians Eating a Quiche at the Cornstalk Theater Winter Playhouse. The show opens tonight in Upper Bradley Park and will continue with performances January 11th and 12th and the 17th through the 19th. For tickets and information, visit cornstalktheater.org. Ladies, break a leg.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. For more information on all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.